following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
And welcome once again to It Came From The Radio. This is your host, Mark Dorn, speaking. With me in the studio, I have Hassan Galas.
Hey, what's going on?
I have Charlie Saladino sitting next to us.
Hey, Charlie, what's
happening? Hey, greetings and salutations.
And playing the role of Tom today is the Curry Kid. You can see him on the webcam if you actually go to the GVU website. You can actually see him in 10-second increments.
No, Dr. Ross today.
Yes, Dr. Tom Ross is. Well, he's performing brain surgery, on 8 people at the same time while blindfolded. That's what he's doing out there.
One with a straw.
One backwards.
Yeah, look, over my shoulder.
And officially this time, we actually know that Hermes Nurse is not coming in ahead of time, which is like, you know, a crazy day.
Don't walk, I won't be there today. Yeah, don't walk.
That's a great
idea. Sciatica is acting.
The sciatica is acting.
I said sciatica.
If anybody's having any trouble listening to us on the air, you can go online to www.am1240wgbb.com and listen to us on live audio streaming. And I mentioned before, we have the webcams. You can see us in the studio at 10-second intervals, waving hi.
Hello.
And the phone number here is area
61-888-8811.
No, that's amazing. You remember that after how many years?
Yeah, coming.
Well, those last two numbers give us trouble.
What was the last two? 888-8888. Something, something. Just keep on dialing until you figure it out.
Tell like the Martians from Mars Attacks. And 888-8888-8811.
So let me just take it away with the news. Here is some.
Take it away with the news.
here is some weirdly non-relevant relevant news. According to the federal court in Los Angeles, Warren Beatty, the judgment has been that
really
he still has the movie and TV rights to Dick Tracy, only because he appeared as Dick Tracy in the costume on an interview that was filmed in 2008. That's the only reason why he's able to maintain the rights.
Really?
This is important because in 2008, which he made the appearance, he had sued the owner, the company that originally owned Dick Tracy, which is a Tribune company, to prevent them from taking back the rights after the movie he made oh so many years ago, 18 years ago.
So,
wait,
okay,
why?
So
why would he prevent them to?
Because he obviously either A, loves Dick Tracy so much, or B, has a plan to make a sequel, but he wants those rights.
Warren Beatty's 10,000
years old. Where is it in the law book? Like, if you dress like the character, you own the rights.
He had likeness rights. I guess it's likenesses stemming from whatever legal action they had taken when they made the movie in the first place. And then he was officially granted the likeness of Dick Tracy in order to play him in the movie. So by him dressing up like Dick Tracy in 2008, he reestablishes his rights to the likeness to the new establishment of the likeness of Dick Tracy.
That's why George Lucas owns the likenesses of all the characters for the Star Wars.
Why?
He owns that.
He gets dressed up as all of them.
No, but they can't go around saying, "I'm Luke Skywalker, give me money," because
those characters.
Yeah, but he did that legally and doesn't have to run out and dress up.
Yeah, and for another,
George Lucas has got a financial empire behind him,
right,
whereas
okay.
Warren Beatty, who is substantial, is basically just Warren Beatty.
So,
okay, well,
but the judgment came out now. But
so,
like,
is he going to make a sequel?
I don't know.
Make a sequel already.
Who knows what is in his mind?
The
beyond
kid
his.
In Dick Tracy is like 47 years old now.
Yeah. Well, it was 21 years ago that movie came out.
Yeah, so he's 47 years old. 21 years ago, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh. It was when he was going out with Madonna.
Yeah. That's true, for very briefly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good luck with that, I guess. That's what I was saying.
Good luck.
Way to go, Warren.
Well, they killed her off in the film, so she doesn't have to be in the sequel.
That's true.
She was the blank.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes, yes. For those of us, for those of you who don't know, she was the blank.
Well, I gave it away. Anybody who hasn't seen it yet, sorry.
Too bad.
Sorry about the spoiler.
Yeah. he pulled a Herman.
I mean, polite and evil. Hey, at the end of this stupid movie. Yeah.
So, speaking about unclear futures.
Mr. Segway.
Unclear future.
Diamond Distributors will resume sending books to Borders this week. If you remember, they
Isn't
had
Borders
just stopped.
Going out of business?
Yeah, they were going. They have filed for bankruptcy. Borders filed for bankruptcy. And Diamond, just before they filed for bankruptcy, decided to stop sending Borders any books at all. Now they decided once the case is out there, they're going to restart sending their stuff in. So who knows what's the deal behind it and how they're going to get their money. They still haven't gotten their money, the millions and millions of dollars that they're owed.
That Borders owes
That Borders
Diamond.
Owes Diamond, yeah.
I could just see this mastermind sitting in his office saying, hey, you know what? We're going to stop distributing books to Borders. Hey, look, they're going out of business. You know what? Send them books. What the heck is that all about?
So I guess
I'm the mastermind, but yes. Not of business.
Yes.
I make mean
he's a
jello.
Genius. I'm a genius. He's sitting there. I'm a genius. This is a great way to run a company to the ground.
I make a devastating meatloaf. Other than that, I don't know what I'm doing here.
All right. So speaking of books.
Mr. Segway.
Speaking of books.
Blood
I'm not
of,
doing that anymore.
Blood of the Innocent, a graphic novel series which pits Dracula.
Oh, it's family. against the children's section.
Dracula against Jack the Ripper. He's fighting Jack the Ripper.
Oh, time, there you go.
It's going to be made into a full-length feature.
Of course it is.
And it will make millions.
In fact, you know what? The only thing we screwed up on is not finding a way to be part of that production. Is he going to also fight Mega Shark and the giant octopus?
Well, you know what is it? Abe Lincoln is going to be fighting vampires, so why not? Dracula versus Jack
God,
the Ripper.
Abe Lincoln. You think one of those vampires would have helped him out with the booth, you know, situation, the John Wilkes Booth incident. Which we'll just call it that from now on. We won't call it a presidential assassination. We'll just call it the Booth incident.
Or for you Germans, Das Boot.
Das Boot.
Breck Eisner, who made The Crazies, is attached to direct the project. And Bill Marsili, who made Deja Vu, is writing the project.
Oh, he's bad. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I had to counterbalance the other one. I gave someone a compliment, so I had to take something away from someone.
Marsili, right. I like that
Marsili.
Name.
So, I wonder why. Why?
I don't know, but it sounds like an animal that carries his young in a pouch. He's a Marsilio.
Like a Marsilio. This is a marsupial. No, it's Marsilio. No, I think you mean never mind. Never mind.
This animal comes from Italy, okay? Yeah.
It's got a pouch and everything.
Yes.
It's a Gucci pouch.
When did you lose control of the show, Mark?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Okay. Speaking of running companies.
Mr. Segway.
Running company.
Thanks to a deal signed by Starbucks and Marvel Comics.
Starbucks.
9,000 of all Marvel Comics available online will be
kids
available.
Have diabetes and hypertension.
No,
because of Starbucks.
No,
oh, I'm sorry.
No,
that's not what you were gonna say.
Their comics will be available for free on the Starbucks Digital Network. Available at over 6,000 U.S. Starbucks locations.
And remember to drink your coffee, children.
Comics
and buy a free comic.
comics at Starbucks will be available to view, but not to download. Starbucks says, today we're broadening the offering of our Starbucks channel and we'll continue to develop the network's channels with a spectrum of new content. So, you know, go to Starbucks, get some free comics on your computer now. Hooray.
Hoorah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
you're paying like $30 for a scone.
You don't get to download them, so you have to stream them from the Starbucks website.
That was pretty funny, Mark.
Yeah, you are. You get free comics. Might as well, you know, enjoy something. Yeah.
How much for that bagel? Your firstborn male child.
Yeah.
So, you know, good for
them. I have a firstborn. Well, then you can't have a bagel. Okay?
Yes, then leave
then
me
you're
alone.
Not really dedicated to having this bagel, are you?
I just want you to know, for the people out there, I go to Starbucks and I just tell them a large coffee. I refuse to say those words.
They're confused. Yeah. Like, what? What do you mean? What flavor?
They
I don't understand.
You sure you don't want raspberry on that?
Yeah. A little whipped cream. Like, leave it alone. Leave my coffee alone. I went there and asked for a green tea one time with no sugar, and they looked at me like I had 10 heads.
Yeah,
and green tea. This is Starbucks. Like, you don't have tea?
Well, yeah, we do.
Oh, they don't have a regular tea.
But it's for show.
Yeah. They don't have a regular tea to go.
We have to break the glass to get the tea out.
In case of emergency.
I actually walked over there. I said, could I have a tea, please? And they said, well, we have indigo mixed yellow. We have orange tangerine. I said, I want a tea.
Yeah. I'm not going to give you a tea until you ask for it like a man.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. I don't have a segue for this, sadly. Amy Adams has landed the role of Lois Lane in upcoming Superman film.
Sadly. Oh. I thought you were about to tell me.
I like Amy Adams.
No sad news.
She's Lois Lane?
Yes, she's going to be Lois Lane. So she joins Henry Cavill, Diane Lane, Kevin Costner on a production, which will be directed, of course, by Zack Snyder.
Oh. Now, as Superman is running by a train, is Margot Kidder going to say, who's that, you know?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be.
Yeah, that would. That would. That would be awesome.
Zack Snyder says, quote, there is a big, giant search for
Lois.
I
really have to make up for Sucker Punch.
For us, it was a big thing and obviously a really important role. We did a lot of auditioning, but we had this meeting with Amy Adams, and after that, I felt she was perfect for it. So it was like, it's too bad for all those unknowns that tried to do it, and now Amy Adams is
in the role. Amy Adams.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of women in superheroes,
Mr. Segway.
That's right. Nothing? All right.
I told you I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but you said you're not doing it just after you did it.
I know. All right. Well, I decided to be consistent this time.
Okay. As mentioned previously, there are tons of photos of actress Adriana Pilecki, I hope that's her name, in her Wonder Woman outfit, been floating around the internet. General feedback has been negative. So negative that Warner Bros. Has revised the costume again.
Is it negative of her costume?
Negative of the costume.
They should get the chick
that's
from Turkey.
Floating around.
Have you seen that commercial? The girl from Turkey to celebrate Turkey.
Yeah.
The kosher turkey or something like that? We got Miss Turkey to come celebrate. And she's like, that was the hottest girl I've ever seen.
At that point, I don't know what the commercial was for.
Exactly. And she's just like walking up. I think it was hot because she was eating a sandwich. So that was just a really hot chick in a bikini eating a sandwich. Walking up a pier. And it was this is fantastic.
I never got to the sandwich.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't. Okay, I had to watch it again. Oh, it's
a sandwich.
It's about a food.
See, now I know what I'm going to do when I get home tonight. Gone.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Gone from the costume are the electric blue shiny pants that she had on.
It's
going to be replaced by more natural looking fabric, which will be blue. And the bright blue boots that she had.
But she's still got pants on.
She still has pants. And the bright blue boots are now red and no longer have heels, so they're flat boots.
Okay, now listen.
It's
going to
be a TV show.
Listen.
Yeah, TV show.
Is that a movie?
No.
No.
What do I say?
It's going to be a TV series by David E. Kelly.
They did.
Oh my God!
Charlie's Angels, and they're bringing down. It's like being live.
Are they going to put the Hulk on? They had to do the back to back, the Wonder Woman and the Hulk.
Well, but they can't.
And then the boat in Fantasy Island. And I'm sorry,
Hulk is busy doing his own thing with.
But they have to let Stewie walk down the road.
Bling 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 bling.
But anyway, no.
That is the saddest little
the lonely man thing.
Yeah, the piano outro.
I got to tell you, being an old timer, that was the saddest ending until ever since Lassie.
Which is, until the death of the Incredible Hulk, which is actually the death saddest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and then the dog lifts
out of a plane.
Goes, you know,
dog. But, you know, a lot of people do not know that the Incredible Hulk died. That's something that I've come to talk to a lot of people about that, and they just don't know. And I'm like, you didn't know he died? He's dead. Yeah, like, really? That's so sad.
Well, they didn't know Bill Bixby died?
No, the character, the Incredible Hulk, the TV show, he died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See?
He fell out of a plane.
Yeah, he fell out of a plane. It was very, very dramatic for those of you who don't know. He had just found his like, fourth love. Yeah. As you know, they made a reunion movie
from
the 90s. And now all his past women have met bad deaths.
Yeah, horrible deaths.
So this time he had met love and he was ready to be free and he had controlled, the Hulk underneath him and everything, and some terrorists tried to capture her.
those jerky terrorists.
And they dump her in a plane and the plane is taking off. And no.
No, she wasn't in the plane.
The bad guys were getting away in a plane, and he was mad, and he was chasing after the plane,
he turned into Bill Bixby.
Well, no, he started as Bill Bixby, and then he turned into the Hulk running down the plane, and he grabbed onto the actual plane, and in front of everybody, which would be the first time ever anybody has ever seen him turn from Bill Bixby to the Incredible Hulk. He gets on the plane. The bad guys try to shoot him with an Uzi.
And the Hulk grabs the Uzi
and points it down to the fuel line because they're like, the fuel line is right underneath the plane.
In the plane.
And the plane blows up. And the Hulk falls out of the sky, I'm guessing 300 feet or so.
I don't know.
And he falls so hard that he smashes into the ground and it crashes the ground in. And then all his loved ones who had met come down and they see him. And, he turns back from the Incredible Hulk into Bruce Banner, which is one of the first times that he turned back. From a tremendous hit. And, they're all around and sad music playing. And the girl comes up to him and she says, we beat the bad guys. We can be free. We can be free.
Unfortunately, and then, fell out of a plane.
And then he looks at her and he says, Yasmin, I am free. And then he dies. And they pull the camera away. They play the song. And that's it. That's it. Yeah.
All right. About Wonder Woman's pants.
That was so sad.
The audience, go.
I did not know.
Go scratch yourself with a bottle. Yeah. Thank you, people. That's how it's ending. Yeah. That's back then, back in those days, like the early 90s, late 80s, they used to do things like that to us all the time. Nobody cared about public relations and public opinion.
They had a good outcome on the all the stats were good on how many people watched it. They brought them back to life. Anyway.
They never did.
Anyway, getting back to Wonder Woman's pants.
Yes, the pants, yes.
I think that's a really good idea because I saw it. I didn't mind her wearing pants. I thought it was very innovative.
I mind.
But she looked like disco Wonder Woman.
Yeah, with the shiny electric blue, yeah.
It was like, I love the nightlife. You know,
you should put her in the sports outfit that they had her in a comic book for, six, 7 months.
They say that was it looked more like a costume, like if you go out and buy it in a costume shop, that was she was wearing because of the electric blue pants had on.
But you know what's a funny thing? The Linda Carter Wonder Woman, she was wearing the whatever they call them, the briefs. I don't know what.
The hot pants?
Poor Linda Carter. Hot she actually had to wear that outfit.
With the stars. And then she would go swimming and change into a one-piece suit with a hoodie thing going on. And you look like you're wearing a bathing suit all the time. Jump in the water with that.
She had a spin to go into her outer water, water outfit.
Sometimes thermal wear.
That's right. Yeah,
chilly.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. Water's cold.
Sure.
I'm trying. Okay.
So actually, we have our temporary co-host who will be sitting in for us. Alan Rothman's on the phone. Say hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Charlie. Hey, how's it going?
Hello, Alan.
Good. How's it going?
It's going good.
he's never asked me that question.
he's upset about a whole bunch of things at any given moment.
They're all
the reason I'm calling in tonight, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to the studio itself. With all the news that you guys just announced, there's one major story in superheroes I think you may have missed. I wanted to fill you in on it before you went to the next segment of the show.
From the desk Governator, of Alan Rothman.
Are you familiar, of course, with the character of the Governator, real and fictional? Well, it turns out that as of 6:30 this evening was announced on it's all over the internet at this point, that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be creating, along with Stan Lee, a superhero cartoon that's going to be aired, I guess, sometime next year, called The Governator, based on Schwarzenegger's real-life story.
It's going to be awesome.
It's either going to be awesome or it's going to be totally trash, but I get the feeling that Stan Lee is behind it, and in spite of Arnold Schwarzenegger, it may turn out to be something pretty impressive.
The Governator?
That's what he said. It's going to be called The Governator.
That's what he said. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe
he's going to be going and fighting terrorists. That's going to be awesome.
He's done so many things. He's done Conan. He did Total Recall. He's done True Lies. He's never going to get away from being the Terminator. It's never going to stop. Even though he was in the last movie, they had to do a CGI representation of him just to put him in.
Dennis says, is he going to ask for Obama's birth certificate too? Ooh, very old.
That would take a real superhero.
Yeah. I tell you this now, you believe me later. Where are you from? Tell me.
Wow.
Especially a Republican superhero.
Yeah. He's going to be the first Republican superhero. The governor. Red state.
That's his tagline. You're in a red state now. Yeah. And you're going to shoot him. That's what he does with his gun. That'd be so awesome.
I'll be back.
If he does that, we should take like, we just send it here first.
This is better than Mega Shark versus China.
Right now, Stan Lee's listening, going, good.
Yeah, keep on talking.
Turn up that radio.
Write this all down. Record. Record. Hit record.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say the actual website where it first appeared on, but the writing of it is just like, you know, promo for a comic book hero. If I may read just a few sentences. He's a famous bodybuilder. He's been a killer cyborg from the future. He has been governor of California, and now in this week's special scoop, Arnold Schwarzenegger reveals his plans for the next phase of extraordinary career. He's going to be a cartoon superhero known as the Governator.
Wow. All right, now, how does that actually going an advancing of his career? It seems like it's a step backwards if you think about it.
Well, listen, he's 63 years old. It's about time he started appealing to younger kids. Who knows? They may vote for him for president if the Constitution changes.
I got to tell you, I'm sure more kids read comic books than they kept track of what the governor was doing.
That's true.
I bet that's true.
You never know where this guy's going to show up in his next reinvention of himself.
I wonder what the costume is.
Got to give him credit for it.
Definitely.
Is the governor going to be liquid metal, though?
There weren't any details about the character, but as soon as I saw the name Stan Lee, I said, this can't be a goof. It's got to be legit. Yeah. And sure enough, it seems
Well, it will be a goof, but it's probably legit. It's from Stan
legit
Lee.
Goof?
Yeah.
Because, like, Stripperella, remember?
Yeah, Stripperella with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, And halfway through the first season, they changed the animation studio and everything, and the whole cartoon changed, and it was it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, I know. It went from a great parody to, why am I watching this one?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
you could tell, like, anybody wants to tell where Arnie's mind is at. I call him Arnie because we're friends.
I did it with him the other day.
Go watch Pumping Iron. He is the quintessential Arnold in that.
Because he didn't know anybody. He wasn't very un-PC.
And he's just spewing these amazing lines, like, you know, he's just psyching people out, and he's, like, just very outspoken.
Yeah, and he mocks Lou Ferrigno terrible in that.
Yeah.
With good reason.
Yeah, well, Lou's
and it's just a psych-out thing. He goes, you're my friend, Lou. You're my friend. Come here. You know,
it's interesting, though, when you think about the whole idea of this new, shall we say, reincarnation, he's almost parodying himself is what my first thought was, but he is a parody of himself. Everything he's done in his career seems to parody something
he's
done previously,
which
is why the point about him, you know, he'll always stuck with the label of governator is realistic, so why not take advantage of it and make some money on the deal?
I agree.
Yeah. Why not try to make more money?
Could you search for more money? Yeah, I'm sure there was a picture in the paper of him and Stallone having lunch. I'm sure they were discussing that. You know, Sly, I'm going to be a cartoon character.
You should be one too.
Yeah, what do you think? I don't know.
I'm already a cartoon character.
Yo, I don't know.
Yeah, he did have a Rambo cartoon. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
see? I do remember that. I used to watch that.
Really? Oh, you so saw
sad.
That?
Yeah, sad.
I didn't bother seeing that Rambo cartoon.
Every week, it used to be the same thing. He used to be fishing someplace, the helicopter, Rambo, your country needs you. And every week.
He never got that fish.
Huh?
No. He never got that fish.
This is the week. Rambo goes fishing.
Like bicycling. Yeah. It was like he's doing all these really benign, these ridiculously benign things. You know, like fishing.
Throwing darts.
Yeah.
Painting a picture.
Troutman would just drop down in a helicopter. Rambo, your country
Next week
needs
episode,
you.
Rambo gets the bass.
Not. He's about to pull it out. Troutman comes up. It's actually Troutman. He pulls Troutman out of the water.
He's taking the hook out of the mouth. Rambo, and he drops it in.
You know, that cartoon was almost as bad as the Chuck Norris cartoon. Do you remember the Chuck Norris cartoon?
No.
You do, don't you?
No, we don't. I remember the Muhammad Ali cartoon where he beat up alligators.
I don't remember that.
That was he beat up alligators.
Do you
he
remember?
Was a superhero. No, I remember the Mr. T cartoon.
Well, I remember the Mr. T cartoon. It had the dog with the mohawk.
Yes. I didn't remember that until you said the dog with the mohawk.
Dog, that's right. He did.
Boy. Hey, you don't remember.
I remember. I don't want to go that far back.
So did you manage to see the Sucker Punch, Alan?
No, unfortunately, I didn't, but I did view the, well, I'll let you announce it later, the
blog
that you mentioned. It's incredible. We'll talk about that a little later, I guess, if I'm still on the phone.
Yeah, hopefully we're still working out the details for getting him as a guest, but I had mentioned for the past 2 weeks, well, 3 weeks now, the Spidey Project, the official Broadway show to open on the official Spider-Man show, and the stuff is online at the www.thespideyproject.blogspot.com. It's in four parts.
It's so admirable how people
get
together.
And it's really good.
Like, they see opportunity, and they say, I can get this together, and I can do this faster.
He did it in 30 days, no budget. And, you know, a little bit of imagination is a good performance. You saw
Actually, if I may, I thought it was a tremendous amount of information. You know, having background in theater, my wife and I bounced it back and forth this afternoon when we looked at the videos on the blog. The production values, even though, again, it was small space and it was off Broadway, it was an incredible production that was entertaining. It was funny. The music was wonderful. A lot of memorable lyrics and songs and gag lines and everything. That really has the potential, I think, of being a successful on-Broadway Spider-Man. That's about time we had one.
Well, I don't believe it.
The sad thing is, there's only a 1 day event. He opened and closed the same day, and he had two performances.
Right,
because it got so much positive review, they actually had to add a second show.
Really?
So, yeah. And I'm telling you, it's something that you got to see. And we should have him as a guest, the creator. Hopefully within the next 2 weeks. That's what we're working on right now. So
that'd
actually
be great.
That's actually a good
what he has to say about it, because he proves everything about the business of the arts is that you don't need money. What you need is a great script, and you need performance talent. And I think the concept, the whole thing seemed to work really, really well. And I think, as I said, it could be developed into a successful, maybe not Broadway, but off-Broadway show. You never know how far it can go. But clearly the people who created the Spidey Project knew what they were doing, and with good, solid background in musical theater, musical comedy theater.
And also love of the source material.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Love of Spider-Man, without a doubt, going back to the original stuff, yeah.
And I just think he did it to prove a point that, you know, I can open a Spider-Man movie, and there you go.
Damn it.
Yeah. 30 days, no budget. That's
30 days, no budget. Amazing.
Yeah.
He's a genius. This is what
he's a genius.
He's a genius. But this is what we talk about with independent film makers, that they don't have a lot to work with except their imagination and good writing material. So it works.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have him on soon. That's actually good news for that. Thank you, Alan, for the two bits of news.
Oh, that's quite a right. As I said, I'm sorry I couldn't be there tonight in body, but I'm there in voice and spirit, I guess. And when I saw this, I said I have to call in about the Governator. There is on the internet now a number of articles I've seen, an actual cartoon drawing of Schwarzenegger as the character,
it's
going to be successful. I really do.
It's going to be a successful colossal failure.
Well, it'll be all right. That's going to get tremendous
press
feedback. Yeah, that's going to get tremendous attention.
Good or bad. It'll get
either
the
way.
Attention, yeah.
I mean, well, it's a cartoon, so you can't really give it too much bad attention, because it's
right.
it being a cartoon kind of narrows down the expectations, you know, or right from the start. You know?
Well, my concern is might kill it, and I'm sure they'll be smart enough. Stanley's got to be smart enough not to put it to involve too much in the way of politics. Not to say that the history of comic books don't have a lot of politics in it, or at one time or another didn't, especially during World War II. There was a heavy-duty patriotic political leaning on a lot of superhero characters, and that's fine. And I think this may just recreate that time period, and you may get a good following. Who knows? But it's according to the article, it's going to be both an animated TV show and a comic book. So, and I'm sure there'll be a whole string of toys in the toy store.
Oh my God!
Oh, Hassan's indignance has appeared again.
Don't tell me I have to buy the book to follow the show.
It's a read-along comic.
There It'll
be in the Lost format, and where, like, it'll have cliffhangers at the end of each season, each episode. And the whole cliffhanger is over for, like, three or four episodes.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. Okay.
Start reading now. Well, the only way I think, I'm predicting, the only way it's going to be a major, major success is if Seth MacFarlane gets into this.
All right. So we are ready for our break. We're ready for our break. I get the look, so we'll be right back with Kane from Radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at MFC_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music. Wow, that was hot. Now, back to our show.
And we are back when he came from the radio. It was Mark Torres speaking.
Hey, Mark just dropped in.
You know, it's always funny how we're always laughing whenever we come back from the break, because so many interesting things happen during the break. It's quite...
I don't laugh.
You don't laugh at all?
I hope that we got into the 10-second interval.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody saw you fly back into that chair.
Or just appear in the chair out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, the chair was in it. Poof! Wow, and that's amazing.
My line was validation. Mark just dropped in.
So, this week, we're going to be talking about Sucker Punch, the Zack Snyder feature film that came out this
movie
past
about
week.
Punching suckers.
Yeah, that's what it was. He's going around, bam. Right, that's
which
what
some
was.
People felt they that's were
they got sucker punched.
Yeah. They came to see the film.
I didn't get the memo for that.
Did you? You didn't go around sucker punching people?
No, I didn't get the memo to go see it.
I said we were going to go see it. You were busy last week.
I was busy taking pictures last week. Well,
busy.
You didn't know I said get in the picture.
That's true.
And I didn't know you said go see Sucker Punch.
Snowstorm while these
yeah,
guys
so,
I'll just,
with,
I'll
like,
be listening.
Objects, like,
all right, so...
By the way, before Sucker annoying. Punch, yeah, let's thank Rob Longo annoying. And the Vixens for a great show last week.
Yes, it was
a great show.
It was a great show. And so
I wasn't here. I don't know.
You were in the corner. You were in the corner with the dunce cap on and is facing the back.
I did not have the dunce cap on.
Hassan was in a timeout.
Yes, that's right. What was it? It's like the Blair Witch where you had to stand in the corner before we killed you. You was in the corner.
There were coolers in the corner. There was no space for me in the corner.
There's a picture of you on the Facebook page with you in the corner.
Going, ah! It is not. Go look on the Facebook page. You'll see there's no picture. It's ridiculous.
So yes,
it's ridiculous.
You,
don't pay attention to the guy in the corner by
ridiculous.
The water cooler.
I drove through a freak snowstorm that came out of nowhere.
Just stand in the corner.
And then the next day was bright, sunny, it was like tropical weather.
It's called global warming.
It was global cooling.
It
was ridiculous.
Or global something.
Yes.
So Charlie did not see
global
the
global warming.
But go ahead.
Exist.
I'll join in.
All right. So I guess we'll let Hassan go first.
What are we talking about?
The movie Sucker Punch. Did you see it? And what did you think?
I didn't see it. I missed it.
You missed it too.
Yeah,
well,
I missed it.
Well, thanks for coming, everybody. See you next week.
All right. Wait. Nobody heard that. We liked it very much.
it was grandiose.
So go ahead. What did you your impressions of the movie?
I liked it.
You liked it.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
I saw it. I saw it with Hassan.
Yes.
So I know he was there. Just
yes,
in case you guys know.
I was there physically. Mentally, I was elsewhere.
He was on the planet Raoul. Yeah.
I can sum up the movie. This is the feedback I've
You're
been
gonna
getting.
You're going to sum up that movie?
Yeah. It's basically Inception for adolescent male teenagers. And that's pretty much what this movie is.
So tell us, give us a brief synopsis without giving it away.
Well, I'm just I'll go with what I came into going into the movie. You know, I've seen the commercials, I've seen the posters, so you have a general idea of what to expect.
There's
going
a lot
into the movie.
Of pretty ladies
without,
in there,
yes,
right?
Without well, we had a discussion about how going with an open mind or no preconceived notions. I was going to this movie, going to see, I was like, all right, I'm going to see half-naked chicks. And they're going to be fighting stuff. They're going to be fighting zombies. They're going to be fighting dragons. They're going to be shooting stuff. There's going to be tons of action. And also I knew that it had to do with that part of the movie was a fantasy world where she was in an insane asylum trying to escape. That's what I knew going into the movie. So I'm thinking, all right, this is what I'm going to see, you know. It's going to be in San Simon, and she's going to go to a fantasy world to get escape, which is much like Neverending Story or any other of those number of movies where it's a fantasy world for the children, and they go off, and then whatever happens in a fantasy world is reflected in real life. Mm. What was it? The Bridge Over Terabithia?
River Kwai?
Not the Bridge Over River Kwai. the Bridge to Terabithia was the same thing. It was a kid's movie where... It was a fancy
I think it's
stuff
a bridge
happened.
To Terabithia.
Oh, there was a bridge to somewhere.
There is a bridge over River Kwai, and there's a bridge to Terabithia.
Anyway, it was the fancy world. And then,
always I had Terabithia, and the doctor gave me an ointment.
It was connecting, you know, the fancy world, and what happens in the fancy world is what's really happening in the real world, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I was going in to see. So that's what I knew I was going to see. And when I got out, I was like, it was visually stunning, which is what I was expecting. Half naked chicks fighting. But it actually had more to it than that. I was kind of taken aback by... Wow, they're actually trying to have like intricate levels of story going on here, and like, wow, I didn't come here to sit to think so much in this movie. I was not expecting to think as much as I did in this movie, so
you
I was pleasantly
annoyed.
Surprised.
what's going on? The wheels in my brain—they're turning, and it hurts.
I'm sure if you've seen the pictures and the outfits of all the girls, and that's one of the things that people have been complaining about is that if it's a female fantasy. Why are the female dressed up as a male fantasy?
The males are taking their females to the movies. They're the ones buying the tickets.
Well, yes, I mean,
it's
yeah,
the guy who made the film. Yes, women made the film be completely different. Which is everybody needs to stop. How come there were no black people in it? You know,
they were. They were just in the mask.
No black people in the movie. It's crap. It's all crap. Yeah, well, if there was a black director, he might have thrown one or two black guys in there.
One or two token black guys in there.
That's how it works. It doesn't make any sense. Those complaints are subjective.
It's always interesting to see what people, you know,
they're
what people's feedback
is. You know, complain about a film, complain about the film. Don't stop complaining about, like, I don't understand why it's here. It doesn't have any... the film wasn't for you. It's over.
That's what
as soon as you start with
you.
I don't get why. All right, you didn't get it. Move on. It's a movie that takes place in a mental asylum. All
right? Right.
For you to try to look for linear coherence, you know, motifs and themes and stuff like that is ridiculous in and of itself. It's over. Stop. Now your argument's invalid. It's over. It doesn't make any sense. Now from another perspective, you put it on the plain perspective. I've said this before. Had an argument a long time ago about the movie King Kong, the new Peter Jackson movie King
right.
Kong. And people were like, well, it was too self-indulgent. It was too drawn out. It was too much CGI, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the movie wasn't that good. Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, you didn't like it. But, you know, at some point, there is, in this film, a 20-foot gorilla that dropkicks a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You know, as a kid, you know, as a person, as an adult who was once a kid, who knew how to appreciate things. I don't understand how any adult male didn't think that was the coolest thing he ever saw. Like, there's a giant ape that picked up a rock and hit a Tyrannosaurus Rex in the head with it. And in that context, Sucker Punch is pretty much the same thing. From a male point of view, yeah, you know, sorry. Sorry, ladies. There's a bunch of hot chicks with the automatic weapons killing orcs.
And samurais and
swinging samurai swords,
Nazis,
and monkey flipping all over the place. Yeah. I'm in. I did have some problems with the narrative. I think at the end when they tried to cohesively tie everything together so that you would understand what was going on. I think that could have been tighter. I think that could have been better done, or at least they could have even just left that out.
Right,
you know, from looking at it from a completely different point
of
view.
I guess the second ending, you would say.
Yeah, it's like Skyline again with that these darn endings. But if you're just going there, if you're going to a movie called Sucker Punch, that and you know it's about a bunch of girls in a mental asylum, turn it off. You know, because you're not gonna. You're not gonna.
But. You know, that's always the argument, though, is that the people are always saying, oh, you know, it's you leave your brain at the door. And then we've complained about movies where they say you leave your brain at the door, for example.
But you did.
Well, no, because they made me bring it in.
But you had it out. You had to go and get it at the door.
I never think you have to leave your brain at the door. I think you have to just you have to come to grips with your expectations. That's the bottom line. You don't really need to leave your brain at. I don't think you should ever leave your brain at the door. That's terrifying.
I think you should have it next to you in case you have to use it.
Yeah, in case you have to get out. In case there's a fire, you need to get
out. Have it right next to the popcorn.
It's good to have your brain nearby. It's like, there's, what do I do? It's getting warm in here.
There's a movie. I did not believe it actually existed until someone showed me the trailer. The movie trailer is coming out tomorrow, April 1st. It's called Rubber. It's about a killer tire. A tire goes around killing people. You know, and I saw the trailer, and the trailer's rolling around, and it's, you know, they're shooting at it, and it's killing people. It's hiding in the shower. It's a tire.
It's called Rubber.
Yeah, it's called Rubber.
I would think something else would be running around people.
Stop. But,
okay.
So you know, you're gonna see a movie called Rubber with a killer tire. You're gonna expect certain things. You know, you can't be like, oh, it's
okay. Here's
so it's a double-edged sword. You know, you can't.
No. Listen, the bottom line is. There's nothing right. There's nothing wrong. Okay? There's nothing right. There's nothing wrong. I've said it 150 times that, you know, this is terrible because of this, and this is exactly why, or whatever. Those are my opinions. I do have opinions about, if you're trying to tell a cohesive story, right, then you did it wrong if it lost cohesion somewhere in the middle, and that's a right or wrong thing. If you're telling a story strictly from an imaginative point of view, you know, and it's just kind of an imaginative extravaganza of imagery and whatever. And then, like, you know, a lot of times the director will say, oh, well, this was an excuse to be able to do something like this, and this was an excuse to do something like that. Then it's completely different. It needs to be judged in a completely different way.
Okay.
All right, you're going to judge a TV sitcom much differently than you'll judge a cop drama.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, one needs to make you laugh, the other one needs to make you, you know, feel emotional. So the fact that they are of a similar medium, you know, they're both on television, is irrelevant. So you got movies, you got Terms of Endearment, you got Sucker Punch, you know. You're not going to judge them with the same vehemence on either side.
No Sophie's Choice in this one?
Yeah, but look, a long time ago there was a movie. I'm going to try to say this correctly on the radio. A long time ago, there was a movie that came out, and it starred Angelina Jolie, right? And she was going around these crypts and these tombs and stuff like that, and she was raiding, you know, the tombs.
Yeah.
And it didn't promise to have any kind of real story in it. What it did promise is that it would have Angelina Jolie's prominent body.
And her
chest.
Assets.
Yeah. And
both of
guns.
Right.
She would shoot a lot of stuff and she'd jiggle back and forth as she ran across the screen. You got both of those. The movie's good. Okay? The movie promised you nothing other than that. Yeah, there were going to be a couple of Indiana Jones-like action-adventure sequences and, you know, some hidden traps and this and that in ruins in some part of Venezuela or something like that. Fine. Once you start to realize what you're going to get out of a film or what you potentially will get out of the film, it's only to assess whether you got it or not that informs as to whether you were entertained or not. Okay, so a movie called Sucker Punch about a bunch of girls who are in a mental asylum who go into a fantasy world to escape the troubles that they're in. It's carte blanche at that point. You know, it's whatever it is, as long as the fantasies are. You know, are exciting and elaborate and entertainment interesting to watch, then it's done. You know, they've accomplished what they were looking for.
I disagree.
Okay.
I really don't. I just wanted to say that. You're absolutely right.
So what did you think, since you haven't seen the movie, what did you think you're going to see when you're going into this?
Well, I haven't seen the movies, but I've seen the previews, and I love the previews.
All right.
Of this, so I'm going to go in with a mindset of what I saw from the previews,
and that's pretty much is going to
be an action. Going to be an action film, and a lot of things blowing up, a lot of you know, blood and guts flying around, and that's my perception of it.
And there was plenty of action. The special effects were top notch.
Yeah, they were.
I
felt they almost kind of ruined it by trying to explain some of the stuff. You know, I'm like, I don't need you to walk me through this, to handhold me through some
of
this.
Yeah, they went through the trouble of actually bookending the movie with an explanation.
Just in case you lost your way along all this stuff happening,
we're going to explain it again.
And World War II soldiers, World War I soldiers, and, you know, yeah, just in case you got, you know.
They didn't know what they were. Yeah.
But,
here's an end. Clink, clink. And we're done. I'm like, really? Okay.
It was, like I said, it was just something that I had to sit back and like, wow, and I actually had to think about it after the movie. And a lot of times I always say, you know, when I go to a movie, sometimes you don't have to pay attention to what's happening in the beginning of the movie. This one, you better pay attention to what's going on in the beginning of the movie. And, yeah.
I guess that's the whole idea of the title of the movie, Sucker Punch. It's a sucker punch.
Yeah.
You're getting what you don't expect.
I've come to determine from this film that I am susceptible to a grand spectacle. If I see something that's just mind blowing, you know, special effects, action sequences, and stuff like that, and also the guts that it takes to just, you know, kind of weave all this stuff together and tell you, you know, I wanted an orc. You know, I wanted a dragon, so I threw a dragon in. The guts of being able to do that and say, look, this is going to be a sequence, and there's going to be a dragon in it, and you're going to have to deal with it. I don't care. Thanks for your money. You know, get out if you don't like it. I'm all for it, man. I'm all aboard.
And each fantasy sequence was separated, and each one was in its own little show. You know, so you got to appreciate each one individually. And then you get to appreciate the whole movie in its entirety. I think that the only thing that was hurting me is that every once in a while my logic sensor would kick off and like, that doesn't make any sense. What's going on here? And then I'm like, no, let's look at the pretty woman running around. Like, we'll
turn your logic
away.
Off.
It's very difficult.
Don't bring logic into this.
A lot of times.
Plus, it's a film with women in it. So what are you using logic
whenever
for?
Whenever your mind gets to that point, just think of that part in Austin Powers when they're explaining the future vortex.
Yes.
He goes, I just, you know, don't think about that. That is
a perfect example, because I'm sitting there watching those films like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense at all. This is bothering me. And he says, hey, don't worry about it. I'm like, all right, if you say so, I'm not going to worry about it. But usually that's what happens. Like,
it'll make your brain hurt. Don't worry about those things. It's a fantasy.
My uncle one time was arguing with he wasn't arguing with me, but he was complaining about I think it was the Justice League was on television.
Right.
And Superman and Flash were having a race. And they were, I told you about this, Superman and Flash were having a race. And a couple of times they were like running around city blocks. And they, you know, they went around the corners and sharp turns and stuff. And my uncle was incensed that people moving that fast couldn't make 90 degree turns. And I'm like, well, that's where you got off. You don't mind a guy who can fly and move, you know, throw islands into the sun.
Yeah.
And you don't mind a guy, you know, Flash with lightning bolts on his head. He can run around the Earth 50 times, but he can't make a 90 degree turn. That's fine.
It's just that the threshold of how much you're going to be able to take
I'm
in, and that's
take anymore.
That's the point right there. You can't go beyond making that quick turn going at 100 million miles an hour speed limit. It just can't happen. No, just don't believe it.
I don't see
it. It's like the aerial view shot of the original Tron when they're on the cycles and they do those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you can't do that.
That's impossible.
How did they do that?
Like this.
I never said that. I never said, how do you do that?
It's a computer movie, stupid. Yeah.
That's the answer?
That's how you would answer that question. How'd they do that? Shut up.
Yeah.
Just watch.
I might have mentioned this.
I paid $5 for you to be here. Because it was 1982.
You know, it's pretty much the answer I would give anybody that's talking during the movie. Oh, nobody can do that. Shut up. That's my technical advice. Shut up.
Anytime I've ever judged a movie is when they came out and said, look, this pencil doesn't write. Okay? Act one, the pencil doesn't write. And in act two, someone's writing with that pencil, now the movie's crap.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't follow the rules.
You told me what the rules were, you told me what I could expect, and then you broke it, and you didn't give me any explanation as to why you were able to break that rule. And that's why I think it's crap. If you tell me there are no rules from the get-go, which is what Sucker Punch did, and it's like, anything can happen, there are no rules, it's a rock video, and it's just gonna, you're gonna hear a lot of loud music, and a lot of action sequences, And I'm like, you know, at 40 or 50 minutes in, I'm like, I'm still getting, you know, I'm still getting a full dose of what they promised. So
yeah,
I
and it was entertaining. It kept my interest. It wasn't at no point were we like, oh, this is boring.
And
seen enough of that.
We're watching this.
For a person who didn't see it, that's what I'm expecting going in from the previews.
Nobody gets naked.
I don't care.
I'm just going to rob you of that expectation right from the start.
What, if they're running real fast, do they do 90 degrees?
I think actually someone
there was a couple of twists and turns.
Someone does a 90-degree monkey flip. I don't know how that happened.
How did that happen? I'm not going.
Yeah, this movie's crap.
But, you know, the negative is really negative. You know, I'm talking
whatever,
to people and people are coming out.
People,
and
it's subjective. No. It's all subjective. It's like people are like, they didn't have those kind of helmets in World War One. Right, they had zombies.
I just can't take people who don't even get it that they're going into a fantasy movie. The key word is fantasy. It doesn't really happen, you know? So anything goes. Yeah. Stop being judgmental and just come off. We know you're smart, all right? So shut up.
The blogosphere.
Yeah.
I object to it for several reasons, and here's why. And this is why you care about my opinion.
That uniform, that pocket shouldn't have been slanted.
Yeah.
You know,
and we want to give credit to Zack Snyder because this is an original movie. He wrote it all by himself. Well, you know, he had help, but it's not based on anything. Yeah. So you gotta give him a little credit. It's his first time out doing his own thing.
Yeah.
So you give him a little leeway. I gave him a little extra leeway than I would normally do like an established person who
that's
based
nice
on
of you,
material.
Yeah, that's
well, I'm just saying,
nice.
You know. Hey,
I'm sure Zach's counting the bills going.
Thanks,
I'm glad Mark did that.
I'm experienced. With this man, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, well, you know, going into this movie, I expect a certain thing, and I got what I wanted.
Indeed.
But it was, like I said, I didn't think I was going to be thinking.
I'm always thinking. I never go into. In fact,
I was expecting,
if I ever go in a movie and I stop thinking, I'm going to be very alarmed.
Yeah. You're going to waste a whole movie ticket.
If I can think well enough to know that I'm not thinking, then I'm going to be very alarmed. I'm going to miss the movie trying to figure out why I'm not thinking.
Hassan, how'd you like that movie?
I'm going to hum.
It's just I enjoy the movie. I liked it, but it wasn't as much of an enjoyment as I thought I was gonna have because it wasn't fully what I was expecting. So yes, I was expecting one in there a 10, and I got an 8. I was happy with my 8. It was a happy 8.
People have expectations. I get the expectations, but we come from a society recently that is just absolutely constantly disappointed by every expectation we have. I think we are a society with unrealistic expectations of as pertains to entertainment. You know, we're allowed to expect it. If I go to a store, there's going to be food there, and I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to go home and eat it.
How can you be out of food?
Yeah, you're a food store. You're a grocery store. Where's your food? I understand that, but I mean, the I've heard so many times, I didn't meet with my expectations. And that's not necessarily a credible critique, because I have no gauge of what your expectations are. So, yeah. Anything could not meet with your... I read the Bible, didn't meet with my expectations. You know, it's like, well, what did you expect?
Yeah, well,
super Jesus.
He
didn't have a cape. Not once in that whole...
And there was no explosion. I talk about that. That's very funny, because a friend of mine, I was having lunch with a friend of mine today, Charlene, and she said a very funny story. We saw a sign in a dry cleaner that says, "We clean Uggs." Right, which are the boots.
Right.
And so she went in, and it was an unbelievable amount to clean. It was like $40-something to clean these shoes.
Wow.
So she goes to another cleaner.
Step in a puddle.
And and she sees this little sign in the window. It says, "We clean Uggs." She goes in, and there's this Chinese gentleman at a counter. And at the counter, there is a huge sign saying, "We clean Uggs" in this dry cleaners. She walks up to the gentleman and she says, "Excuse me, you clean Uggs?" And he goes, "No." And he goes, "You have to go to a dry cleaner." She stopped, looked around, looked at the signs again, said, "Okay." And she left.
Exactly. Oh, no, no.
Well, at that point,
It's no argument. Right. No,
she's an intelligent person, and at that point,
she read the
sign. You know, there's a certain point where you know it's just
there's
not worth it.
A bright stupid going on here.
Yeah,
and
something
it's,
is.
It's a hot mess of stupid that's happening.
But the just no, go to a dry cleaners. So. And that's okay. A gun. So you talk about your expectations going into something. There's rules.
There's a sign. You have the right to have an expectation, you know? Like the Chipotle Angus, you know? Do you have the Chipotle Angus? No.
Yeah. We do, but we don't have the Chipotle sauce.
You have the sign. You want to eat the sign? No. I want you to have what you advertise.
Go to a place that serves food, damn it.
But I'm not going to go to Wendy's expecting to get the Mick, you know, the McAngus, you know? It doesn't make any sense. You're, and
no,
then they'll
sir,
come out like, Wendy's didn't meet with my expectations. Yeah, I expected Wendy's to be McDonald's, and it didn't happen. And
the pizza parlor didn't sell Chinese food. What's the deal? Yeah. That's what you mean?
My argument's invalid.
All right.
But, you know, we will call that the Uggs theory.
But, okay. Yeah, exactly. It is the Uggs theory. Well, sometimes it's righteous. All right. Sometimes if they tell you that, you know, Captain America, you have the right to expect to see Captain America in the film, you know. But to go to curtail that critique, if you come out of Captain America and tell me it didn't meet with my expectations, okay? That I'm just letting you know that is an invalid critique because I have no possible way of knowing what your expectations were.
So, like, you know, what was it? Norm Macdonald, one of my favorite comedians, said that he was watching a movie called Dogs of War. He's like, there's no dogs in it. So he went in there expecting to see some dogs, and there's no dogs.
Well, there's something to be said about being a moron, you know?
So, yes, if you're going in there expecting half-naked chicks, fighting and shooting stuff, with the story, that's the thing.
But you're supposed to go to a movie to find out what it's about. You're not supposed to know what the movie's about and then see if it fits your expectations.
So we got 2 minutes left. So you want to let's touch Charlie. Do you think with what we said today will it be enough for you to go see it?
Oh, the trailer was enough for me to go see it.
So we didn't help at all. We didn't.
No. You just.
We didn't stop you from not seeing.
No, you confirmed my expectations that it was what I thought it was, and I will go see it.
All right. So Charlie is still going to see it despite our hardest
effort. I wish I had it on DVD. That's my final thought.
I like the movie a lot, and I plan on seeing it again. And I say you guys should go out and see it and make sure you know exactly what you're getting into. Don't expect too much, but don't expect too little bit. Charlie, you want an extra final thought?
I have an extra final thought, yeah. If anybody needs a wonderful puppy, go out to the Brookhaven shelter. It's exit 65 on the LIM. Go to corner, make a right, and go down a couple of miles. These dogs are wonderful. They need homes, and I love them. I volunteer there. I love them all. And if you don't want a dog, give a donation.
And you see, expectations to go see a dog,
cats?
And they have dogs there. There
Yes, and they do have dogs there.
So that does it for this week.
They have cats, too. Lovely cats.
So that does it. So that does it for this week. On
they don't have wombats, though.
Hey, I'm stepping on my exit.
Oh, sorry about that.
That about does it for this week. On it came from the radio. Join us next week. And GBB, if you miss any part of the show, you can go online to www.itcamefromradio.com and listen to our online streaming. If you can't wait that long, you can go on our a place such as Podcast Planet and iTunes and listen to us there, and we'll see you next week.
I expect the next show to be better.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.